Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. It is my prayer today that you will listen intently, that you will follow some directions and instructions that I believe will be beneficial to our city and for our state. We're dealing with some issues that are, I believe, vital for us to hear and heed. If you're a parent with children in public school, if you're a grandparent with your grandchildren in any public school in Duval County, St. John's County, or yay, even in the state of Florida, let me encourage you to listen intently. Call your friends and neighbors. Invite them to tune in. Invite them to take notes and to understand what is taking place. We're going to be talking about public school child abuse. Public school child abuse. Before we get into the monologue and the discussion today, let me remind you that you can join this dialogue and discussion by dialing 401-1413. 401-1413 gets you directly through to the studio and to our microphones that we can discuss this together. Be delighted to answer your questions. Be delighted to respond to your challenge. Be delighted to have dialogue and discussion with you on this serious, moral, ethical issue. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind us, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. We do so based on what the Word of God says. What I say is not based on denominational dogma or ideological philosophy. It is based on the Word of God. And I believe it's time that we as Christians in particular start being obedient to, thus saith the Word of God. I believe it's time that we stop burying our head in the sand as the old proverbial ostrich does, thinking that somehow, some way, if as Christians we say nothing, do nothing, and see nothing, everything will ultimately turn out all right. It will not. In fact, Dr. James Dobson warns recently, Christians to vote or lose your freedom. Dr. Dobson says, defend what has been purchased with the blood of patriots. He goes on to say more than half of the Americans, including the majority of Christians, don't even bother to vote. Further, he writes, shame on them all, end quote. Don't they know that tyranny for us and for our children is only one generation or even one election away? I don't know if I could have said it any more poignantly or pointedly or clearly, but we need to understand the seriousness of the day in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so, as I said, based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. And then in John 17:17, Jesus declares, thy word is truth. And he's speaking of the Word of God, the Bible. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we think about the subject today, the open bathroom, locker room, and shower room policy in our public schools, I believe is tantamount to nothing other than child abuse. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the public school system is committing child abuse on our children. And I think it's time that we call their hand on it. I think it's time that we challenge them. In fact, several hundreds of thousands of families across America and in the state of Florida and across America are fed up with the abuse of their child in the public school system. Not only the abuse academically, the abuse morally, ethically, and spiritually, socially, they are pulling their children out by the hundreds of thousands across America and putting them in private schools, Christian schools, or homeschooling. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that if you're a parent or a grandparent, you would be wise to consider that after you hear this broadcast today. It seems as though we have another left-wing, loose nut, anti-God, making another ruling in favor of the immoral, ungodly, open bathroom, LGBTQ, 2% of American policymakers. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but I am saddened to see. In fact, here's the newspaper headline of just last Thursday, transgender student wins his lawsuit. A senior can use boys' bathroom at St. John's County Schools, according to the ruling of the judge. A federal judge Thursday decided that a St. John's County transgender high school student can use the boys' bathroom in his final year in the school. That's at Nice High School, ladies and gentlemen. And I am saddened for the student that's confused and has a confusion in his mind as to his human sexuality, the sexuality, the gender that God gave him, and Nash decided, or her, and Nash decided she wants to be a he, and so I just simply refer to it as a shim. Ladies and gentlemen, you might say, well, that's a little insensitive. No, it's not. It's being absolutely straight up and forthright as to what's taking place. And it's all being promulgated and pushed by the LGBTQ, otherwise known as the sodomite community across America today, because there's no way to reproduce under the sodomite lifestyle, and so they have to recruit. And one of the major ways that they're recruiting today, ladies and gentlemen, is in our schools, grade school, grammar school, high school, and the universities. They're recruiting left and right. And we're watching the loose nuts, the left-wing liberal, Barack Hussein Obama-appointed judges, make the ruling that these have the rights, overruling the rights of the average citizen. Here's an article, in fact, very similar to the one in St. John's County. It's out of Oregon. It says, judge forces high school students to share showers with the opposite sex. And the article goes on to say, the transgender agenda in public schools, which insist a person's sex is subjective matter based on feeling, take a huge step forward this week with a federal judge's ruling that boys must be allowed to use girls' restrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms, and vice versa. U.S. District Judge Hernandez in Oregon did offer an alternative, however. Listen to what this judge in Oregon says. Parents who object to the mixed shower and the bathrooms and locker rooms for the mixed sex of children can take them out of the schools if they wish to. In other words, the judge is simply saying, either you do what I order you to do or just take your child out of the schools. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to see enough parents across America. I'd love to see it take place in Duval County. Because, you know, since Dr. Vitti, the former superintendent of schools in Duval County, after Barack Hussein Obama, by fiat, said that the schools, and he issued the decree through the U.S. Department of Education, that all the schools must adhere to the LGBTQ demands and allow a mixed use of the showers, the locker rooms, the dressing rooms, and the bathrooms. Dr. Vitti in Duval County, right now, ladies and gentlemen, if your child is in the public schools in Duval County, just as now with the new fiat ruling by a Obama-appointed judge in St. John's County, in Duval County, your child going to school, a child can go into any bathroom, any locker room, any shower, based on his or her perceived sex for that day. But let's get back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fact that this is a very, very serious ruling that deserves our attention, that requires our attention, that demands the parents understand and realize. The scripture says that children are an heritage from the Lord. That's in Psalms 127 and verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and following says that parents are to teach their children the Word of God. When we get up, when we go through the day, and at the close of the day, parents have the responsibility of teaching the Word of God. And the parents have the responsibility of training a child that, according to chapter 6, verse 1, that the children ought to obey their parents. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the last days according to the Scripture. And when you look at Luke chapter 21, verse 16, it says that the children shall be betrayed by his parents. And we see the betrayal of the child by the parent today, because the average parent is simply saying, well, if that's what the courts ruled, then it must be okay. And many parents today that went to public schools say, well, you know, it was okay in my day. It was a little difficult, a little tough, a little gross, a little immoral in some areas, rough around the fringes, but it's okay. My child can go there. Ladies and gentlemen, today's public school is not what it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. Don't you dare deceive yourself into believing that it is. Don't you dare believe in some minuscule, uneducated, ignoramus fashion that somehow, some way, your child can survive the cesspool in the public schools. Listen to this. Based on the judge's order. Let me just boil it down and give it to you in some point forms of what the judge has said. It's Judge Timothy Corrigan. He's a U.S. District Judge. He was appointed by the left-wing, loose, lax, lost liberal Barack Hussein Obama. He says, quote, the federal courts have to uphold the Constitution. Well, I want you to find me any place in the Constitution where this fits in. Find me any statement in the Constitution where it says that the sodomites must rule America and that your sons and your daughters and my grandkids ought to be subjected to this garbage sewer in the public schools. Public schools have the responsibility of teaching academics, nothing more and nothing less. We have no responsibility in the public school to teach a child anything about sexuality from the standpoint of the mixed sexes and what's taking place today, much less teaching them the sodomite agenda. Most of the sex educational courses taught in the public schools today, the curriculum is designed by the sodomite, the LGBT, the sodomite community across America, and it's being forced upon our sons and our daughters and our grandkids, and somehow, some way, parents, we have grown so calloused and so cold in believing that public education is the right thing. Because after all, your philosophy is, dear parent, listen, your philosophy is, well, it's free education. No, it's not free education. It's paid for by we, the taxpayers. We, the taxpayers, ought to have a say-so on what we allow being taught to our sons and our daughters in the schools. The judge says, we must recognize, listen, this is a quote from the liberal lunatic Judge Timothy Corrigan, U.S. District Judge that made this ruling in St. Johns County. He says, we must recognize that transgender students have the right to use the bathrooms of their choice. Show me where that right comes in. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the St. John's County School at Nice High School, they had already last year tried to make special accommodations for this young lad, young lady, whatever you want to call it. They had tried to make special accommodations and setting aside a special mixed gender bathroom that that child, that 16-year-old could go to without having to go into the boys' bathroom. Because she has determined that she is now a he, then somehow, some way, all of the rest of society is supposed to bow to, embrace, and accept that. Ladies and gentlemen, Drew Adams is the student's name, now 18 years old, born a female, now deluded and confused over his birth sexuality, now demands the rights, his rights, must trump or supersede everyone else's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is simply a case that is taking place across America and around the globe today. In fact, according to the Supreme Court ruling in Canada just June the 15th of this year, the Canada Supreme Court has already ruled that the LGBTQ rights, listen, that the queer rights, the sodomite rights, the homosexual rights must trump, that is, take precedence over religious freedoms and religious liberties, end quote. Now, if that's not frightening, nothing is. I don't know about you, but it's not a matter of if, it's just when the courts in the United States of America make a similar ruling that religious rights, moral, ethical rights are trumped, that is, are have precedence, take precedence by and the overshadowing rule of the sodomite community more so than your rights and mine under the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, the judge that forces the high schoolers in Oregon to use the same bathrooms said once that parents have chosen to send their children to the school, listen, their liberty interest in their children's education is diminished, end quote. What's the answer? Pull your child out of the public school. Pull your child out of the governmentally controlled schools. Don't let your child be subjected to the garbage sewer that's taking place in the public school system today. High school at one time simply designed, or the public schools, that is, in general, generally designed to simply teach the kids what they ought to know about history and science, mathematics and English and reading and so forth. The high school he was attending even provided this young lad, this girl, this female, with a neutral bathroom, neutral sexual bathroom that the shim, as I call it, could go to, but that was not satisfactory. So even the school principal in Knee School. The school principal testified in court that she does not consider Drew to be a boy, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing a serious era in which we're living today, where in Luke 21:16, the scripture is very, very clear that in the last days, children shall be betrayed by their parents. Listen, here is what the sodomite attorney in that case, handling that case for Drew in the St. Johns County schools, here's what that attorney verbalized in court. And it's a veiled threat for every citizen. Listen to it. It's an elongated quote, but let me read it to you. The sodomite attorney in the case in St. Johns County in open court said, this is a clear warning to every school and school district in Florida and across the neighboring states that you have a policy that discriminates against transgender students, then you are subject to being sued and will likely lose in court, end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a veiled threat, and I don't take threats too easily, and I pray that you do not as a parent. I pray that we recognize the danger we're in. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, a comment. Good morning, Doc. I'm really shocked that your phone is not lit up with people calling in. So the purpose of interrupting your very wonderful commentary this morning is simply to make sure that at least one person stands shoulder to shoulder with you this morning in your very high-risk commentary. High risk only because these people have such political and monetary power that they will do anything to slam dunk their agenda down the throats of the American people, and more specifically down the throats of evangelical Christians and those who stand with us in understanding the Word of God says what it says. You do not break God's immutable laws without paying a penalty. And I want to take one step further beyond what you said and make this statement. 1 John 5:19 is pretty clear, obscure little verse to some people, but I'm taking it in context. It says, we are of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. What we are seeing played out before our eyes right now through Judge Timothy, Satan's assistant, Corrigan, is nothing more than a demonic agenda. Now, a lot of people consider that strange and craziness. It is not. Satan has been behind the affairs of the world forever. And for those who understand the Word of God, that have taken the time to read it carefully, cover to cover, you'll understand that the fingerprint of Satan always deals in this aberrant sexual arena. Always, no exceptions. The purpose of Satan is to discontinue the continuance of the human race to that end point when he is to be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ and cast into the lake of fire there to meet the beast and the false prophet already ahead of him. This is a demonic circumstance that we deal with. People who are pushing this agenda are having their strings pulled by the evil forces that have been with us since the beginning. This is the mark of Satan. It is the indication of the extreme moral declension of our country, and we better wake up, because without exception, every culture that has come to this point in the past, and every previous culture has failed. They have dissolved, and it happens in about 10 generations. We are there. We need to push back against the ignoramuses like Judge Timothy Corrigan that either Bush or Obama put in place. I forget which one it was, but the point is, we've got to stand up and push back. Now, here is the point I want to make. We need to begin to collect people in a central location that understand this imperative and join together. We can't be diffused anymore with people in churches under pastors who don't get it, pastors who have no spines, pastors who have really looked at their position as only as a way to collect a paycheck. We have got to collect people in one location of the same mind to begin to push back. And I'm urging people, if your pastor is a spineless toad, then you leave that congregation right now, because the hour is now, the time is short. And my friend, if we don't saddle up and get on the horse and begin doing those things that God told us to do when we see this day coming, we will be, like every other culture, totally lost. Time is now. Thank you for preaching what you're preaching. Keep on. You're doing it at great risk. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that comment. I couldn't have said it better, but ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that one of the major factors in the implosion of the Roman Empire was the Sodomite lifestyle? They'd gotten to the point where they wanted income without work. They wanted pleasure without any recourse. And as a result of that loose likes, lost lifestyle, the Empire of Rome imploded, and we're on the fast track for doing the very same thing. And so all I can do, ladies and gentlemen, based on the authority of Scripture, is to urge moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, as I call them, simply pull your child out of the public school system. Take them out of the sewer. I would challenge you also, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a child in the public school, call the Duval County School Board today. Demand to know what is the policy. Ask them to see a written policy of what they allow in Duval County schools. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place is that President Trump has rescinded the Obama administration guidance letter directing schools that want to continue to receive federal funds to let transgender students use the facilities that correspond with their gender identity. That is null and void. It is moot today at the discretion of President Trump as what he has done. But it's being ignored by school boards and school districts across America. And this judge has ruled in diametric opposition to what President Trump's directive to the U.S. Department of Education is on that subject. Ladies and gentlemen, this Judge Corrigan, this liberal appointed judge, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, we have a major problem when we have judges that are appointed that make policy decisions. They become the legislators, and as a result of that, they make the determination of the direction of America. This is the reason it's so vital, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that Brett Kavanaugh be appointed, be confirmed as the U.S. Supreme Court Justice, because we'll see some differences in the future years as a result of conservative constitutionalist judges being put on the bench. But Judge Corrigan used some false, fake, phony statistics furnished by the Sodomite attorney that said America has 1.4 million or 0.6% transgenders in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that is absolutely in conflict with what the Pew Research poll said in 2013, and it's in conflict with what the Centers for Disease Control said in 2013. That in America, 0.87% of all Americans, that is less than 1% of all Americans, identify with some strata, some category of the Sodomite community, the LGBTQI, whatever they want to call the acronyms on that. And then the CDC said it's 0.67%. Either case, it's less than 1% of all of Americans that fall into the category of lesbian, homosexuality, transsexuality, bestiality, and I could go on and on and on with the different facets and parts of the sewer, sexually speaking. Therefore, 99% of Americans, of the immoral and the Christians, and those that are not confused about the male-female biological facts, are being discriminated against. Ladies and gentlemen, I find that ironic that we as family members, we as parents, allow that to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not an isolated case. We see this taking place across America. It's not just in St. John's County. It's not just in Duval County. It's not just in the state of Florida. It is across America. The judges are forcing high schoolers to share showers with the opposite sex. And ladies and gentlemen, that is, we're talking about now the showers, the locker rooms, the dressing rooms, the bathrooms. In fact, if you don't think that's a problem, call Target. Ask them what's happened to them in the past 2.5 years. Target stores, as you know, just a couple of years ago, decided they were going to open their bathrooms for male and females and allow the dressing rooms to be used for either male or female. And as a result of that, as I speak, there are about 6 legal suits against Target stores as a result of ladies and young women and girls being photographed or videotaped are watched in all stages of dress and undress in the bathrooms and the dressing rooms in the Target stores. In fact, I have suggested to people 15 years ago, don't spend God's money in your pockets in Target stores. I am in favor of the boycott that's been taking place now against Target for a little over 2 years. Their stock has plummeted dramatically. They're trying to find some way to retrofit bathrooms and try to make the deal a little safer in some of the stores across the nation, but it's still not working. Ladies and gentlemen, we have also something that's taken place with the health clubs called Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness, called Judgment Free Zones, are facing turmoil over nudity of men going undressed and women going undressed during their exercises, going to the shower rooms and the locker rooms of the opposite sex, because somehow, some way, they have taken seriously where Planet Fitness says we're a judgment free zone. In fact, here's an article about that. A second Planet Fitness health club has been accused of giving a man unrestricted access to the women's locker rooms where he allegedly harassed women. Liberty Counsel said that Leesburg, Florida, Planet Fitness allegedly violated Florida law and its own policy by allowing a man to sexually harass females in the women's locker rooms and dressing rooms. Planet Fitness in Michigan, where a woman, Yvette Connor, alleges the company created a judgment-free zone where men can access the women's facilities. When she encountered a man there and warned other young women, you know what happened to her? According to this article, Club Fitness, Planet Fitness, terminated her membership, not the violators. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're not living in a sewer today, nothing else could be considered real. Ladies and gentlemen, these last few minutes, you can still call 904-401-1413. Love to hear from you. Challenge you if you've got a diametrically opposing view. Perhaps you're in the sodomite community of that lifestyle, and you want to challenge my facts, figures, details, and the authority based on the Word of God. I'd love to hear from you, love to talk with you about it, and have dialogue and discussion. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand we're living in a society today where it seems Satan has sway over all of the world. But I want us to understand we win in the end. One day, the rapture of the church is going to take place, and every believer is going to be snatched out of this old world, and Satan's going to have a heyday during the 7 years of tribulation. But you can avoid that by saying yes to Jesus Christ. You can avoid having your son and daughter violated in the public schools, ladies and gentlemen, by pulling them out. I encourage you, parents, call the Duval County School Board. Demand to know what the bathroom, locker room, shower room policy is for Duval County. May I remind us, Superintendent Vitti, when he was in charge, Barack Hussein Obama gave the fiat decision and directive to the U.S. Department of Education about the shower rooms, the locker rooms, the dressing rooms be shared by girls and boys. Vitti immediately put that plan into action for Duval County. We have left our moral, biblical base and the fundamental foundation in God. We've left it. We ought not to continue to allow this to take place in our community today. Our moral, biblical, based foundation, God is not going to allow this to continue. Remember, God destroyed two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, as a result of it. God would not allow this to continue. And ladies and gentlemen, according to the scripture in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 and following, the scripture says of the Sodomite lifestyle, he has given them up to a reprobate mind. And that reprobate mind simply means it is a loose, lax, lost mindset. It is a mindset that simply disbelieves God. It is a mindset that is one that is depraved and corrupt and sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, debauched, desolate, corrupt. It's a lost mind, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. And yet we're allowing this group in society, this minuscule group, this 1% of Americans to dictate policy, both politically, morally, and ethically, both for academics and for political process, allowing that group in society to rule and control. I say it's time to stop. I say it's time for us to put the brakes on. I say, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to turn back to God and see what God says and do what God would have us to do, being obedient to Him. In fact, here's an article in closing. Bathroom wars reach critical mass. Mass, that's M-A-S-S. It is in Massachusetts, where 2 years now of this taking place in Massachusetts, people have risen up, 50,000 signatures. It's on the with their petitions. It's on the ballot for November, where they will take that off the case, off the books as a law. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in serious condition. I urge you to pray, get involved, and get your kids out of the public school. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to joining you even tomorrow, once again, on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.